This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
You visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you can.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee.
Let's go for a little ride.
Here we go. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5 with Lante and Derek Piper. And by the way, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you just search at The Drive 93.5.
Our podcasts are also on all platforms. You want to check those out in case you missed Lon's rant at the end of last hour. You find those at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Also, tayandpiper.podbean.com. You can stream us live on ESPNCU.com, or you can watch us live on YouTube. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
We're all about sports, but on the heels of 9/11, this just popped up on my computer. Osama bin Laden's son killed in U.S. operation. President Trump confirms Hamza bin Laden was killed in the U.S. counterterrorism operation. Just want to throw that up.
I'm all for counterterrorism.
Especially if you watched some of the 9/11 stuff, the shows that were done. Man, it makes you angry again, and it makes you think back to that immediately. All right. We just ranted. I ranted about
Illinois
football.
It was pretty dang good, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well executed. The writing was pretty good in that, I got to say.
Oh, well.
Someone did it all piped up. We got to bring that back. I didn't want to force it, but between me and you alternating, maybe Trevor gets in one.
Oh, yeah.
I think we could maybe make that a little more regular.
Like Trevor said, he goes, Lon's good at that a little bit, by the way, because I don't do them that often. It's got to be genuine.
Yeah, it does.
And it's genuine, and I mean this when I say this. There's not one guy Saturday night at Memorial Stadium that's going to want Illinois to win more than me. I mean, there are, but everybody's equal. I mean, I want this team to win.
Bad intentions in your or anything like that.
Not take joy in sitting here every week talking about this. Andy Katz, by the way, today. We're laughing. I mean, we laugh about this, but Andy Katz is a guy that he knows something, right? He's a national.
Been around for a long time.
He has Illinois in his bracketology as a 5 seed in the NCAA tournament in basketball.
I think Sporting News last week as well had Illinois as a 6 seed and had IO as a 3rd team All-American.
Ooh.
People just laugh because Andy Katz continues to raise Illinois' ranking. He started him off at 36 in the offseason, and somehow they've done enough in the offseason to prove to him that they're top 20. I don't know what that is.
Nobody left.
Yes, that's true.
Maybe, but I guess we did have a... Did somebody
Samba leave? Left.
Samba, yeah, that's right. Samba left. All right, so here's the scoop. Jamal Walker was kind of told that, all right, we're going to bring in another assistant coach.
Reassigned out of the assistant role to now a assistant to the head coach / defensive coordinator.
And Stephen Gentry is now the new assistant coach with Illinois.
Yep.
Today, Piper, you had a chance to catch up with him. What are we going to learn from this 9-minute interview with Stephen?
He comes from Gonzaga. He was a walk-on there under Mark Few. He left Illinois. He actually came with Underwood when he was hired here as a director of basketball ops type of job, and then he left to go to Gonzaga after about 5 weeks. It was funny. I asked him, was he buying a house here in Champaign? I hope he didn't, because then he automatically just left. But you're going to learn about what kind of value he adds to the program, what he feels he can bring recruiting-wise, and then just what's it like to be back here with this team that can do some things this year.
Derek Piper with Stephen Gentry.
Derek Piper, Atlanta Inquirer, The Drive 93.5, joined by Stephen Gentry, new assistant coach. Welcome back to Champaign.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it was, that's what people keep telling me here on campus. Hey, welcome back. And I guess, yeah, technically I was here, for 5 or 6 weeks, my first go round, but it's good to be back, and not only back at Illinois, but back with Brad.
Maybe stay a little bit longer this time. You didn't buy a house the first time, did you?
That's the funny story. So we were first time home buyers, and my wife came into town to go buy a place. And so we put an offer down on a house. We're nervous. We're excited. And we go out to dinner to celebrate. And the phone rings, and it's Tommy Lloyd. the assistant coach at Gonzaga, one of my best friends, and I'm starting to tell him about the house. Hey, it's got this great basement and backyard, really cool. And he's like, hey, sorry to interrupt you, but you can't buy that house. We want to bring you back to Gonzaga. So, we're in the process of buying a place here now. So
awesome. So what did you obviously like about this opportunity here, and how excited are you to get to work?
Yeah, I mean, I think a bunch of things made me excited about it. First was the trajectory of the program, the team that's coming back, the opportunity that we have to go back to the NCAA tournament here, to be back with Brad. I can't speak enough about the relationship that we've had. And that's maybe been, even though I was gone for 2 years, I mean, we talk every other day. Tyler Underwood and I, who's like a little brother to me, we talk twice a week. So it wasn't like that relationship was cut off, except for it's been well documented. He went a little cold on me leading up to the Maui Invitational this year. But kind of promotion in terms of title and opportunities to be back on the court, to be out recruiting. I tried to help in those areas as I could at Gonzaga as a director of operations, but more opportunities and responsibilities here.
Brad has talked a ton about your ability to develop players, and you mentioned to be back on the court. What strengths do you bring there? Where does that come from, your ability to teach and get that out of players?
Yeah, I mean, it's just always been a passion of mine. I think it probably even goes back to when I was a player. I wasn't very athletic, wasn't very talented. I kind of always had to outwork and outsmart people to make a team. Even just being a walk-on at Gonzaga, I had to kind of just grit and grind to find my way. And so I think it probably stems from that, having just to kind of always outwork people. But I just think my different experiences working in the NBA, working at Texas A&M, stealing things from other coaches, it's just kind of always been a passion of mine. I've always considered myself a teacher, a coach. That's when I'm at my best. I feel like when I'm out the court, on the court with a player, working with them, helping them get better.
You were on the court as a player with Mark Few, also there with his program and on his staff. What's he like? What's it like working for him, and how much do you take from him?
I took a lot. Probably the two biggest things I took from him as both a player and being back on staff with him is, I mean, just the incredible balance he has. He's such a family man. He's not consumed by his job. He works hard, but then, hey, at the end of the day, he's picking up his kids at school. He's going fishing. He's out on the lake. And he's just got this incredible balance about him. But the other thing I took was he's incredibly results-oriented. It's not about being in the office all day long. It's about winning the game. It's about getting the recruit. And that's something I really took from him. It's about getting the job done, getting results. So
part of your job will be to get results, the whole staff, to get results from this team that looks pretty talented. So what do you see? You scouted them last year in the Maui game, and now getting a chance to work with these guys again. What do you see on this team?
Yeah, I mean, I really like our individual pieces. There's certainly a lot of talent there. There's another year of experience. I mean, obviously those young guys were kind of just going through the fire last year as freshmen and sophomores. So, hey, I think that experience really, really helps. But, I love our individual pieces, and now it's our job to kind of connect the dots. And as I talked about earlier, it's just going to be a lot of small things. I don't think there's any big sweeping changes we need to make. I just think there's a lot of detailed discipline type things that we need to do to connect the dots a little bit better.
The new recruiting period started last week. I know you were out on the road. As a young coach and someone that was in a support staff role and then got to go out on the road again, was that exciting? And what do you want to be able to provide in that area?
Yeah, no, it was exciting. The staff's done an incredible job being on the right guys. And obviously I can't talk about the particulars, but the staff is on the right guys. And, hey, now it's closing time. But they've done a great job. I'm coming in here to kind of help. But I think also being off the road kind of actually gives me a new freshness to it, a new perspective. And, again, I've still got those relationships. I've assisted in recruiting as much as I could at Gonzaga and especially kind of that Texas pipeline. But no, it is exciting. I love being in gyms, whether I'm working with a player or in a high school gym watching a team work out or practice. I mean, I could do that all day long. So, I really enjoy the evaluation process and then traveling around and seeing these players and, hey, start to build our team.
Were you surprised when this opportunity came? It wasn't maybe in the window where a lot of coaching movement is going on when you were added, you know, just before the first week of school. Were you surprised when this opportunity came your way?
I mean, that's kind of a tough question. Maybe a little bit by the timing, right? Like you said, most people aren't hiring new staff members, you know, just before, you know, the fall signing period and with practice, you know, a month away. But I don't know. I haven't really thought about the surprise. I've been so busy with everything else. But and again, Brad and I stayed in touch for 2 years and talked about all of our programs. And so to get a call from him, it wasn't surprising. So I'm just, but I'm really excited to be here.
What is it about Brad that you like? What on what level do you really connect, and how is that relationship that strong?
I think we're similar in a lot of ways. I think we see the game from a base standpoint the same way, but yet I think we're very different. He's an incredible motivator, very boisterous, pretty loud. I'm more a little bit more unassuming and quiet, more maybe kind of a tactician, you know, and teacher. But I think it's a good mix, and I think that's why we were so successful with Stephen F. and even Oklahoma State, is we've just got this kind of yin and yang that works, and we kind of play off of each other. And I don't know, it's just kind of hard to explain, but I think what makes Brad great is he's an incredible motivator. He finds the right way to push buttons out of players, and I've seen it time and again, whether it's Jeffrey Carroll or Juwan Evans, Thomas Walk. I mean, just time and again, he's just got this knack for finding the right buttons to push and motivating guys, and he always holds them accountable, and there's just something special with that. He demands them to be everyday guys and bring it every day, and he backs that up as well. I mean, he brings it to practice every single day. There's no days off with him. I think the other thing is too, I talked about this earlier, like he's open to new ideas, and I'll never forget this. He had worked so long to get a head coaching job at Stephen F. I mean, you know, over 20 years, right? And that first summer, he was like, oh, you got the skill development. You got him. I was just like, this guy's waited forever to run his own program, and he has the trust, you know, and freedom for his assistant to take over the skill development. That made an impact on me, and it also held me accountable. It was like, wow, I better bring it, you know, because he's entrusting that with me. So, and I think, hey, away from the court, he's been a great mentor, great friend. Our families are really close. I just think he's a good coach, good person. So.
And then lastly, what was just the main message that he had for you when he offered you the job and when you were hired here that, you know, hey, this is what I'm hoping for you, and this is why I want you here.
I might just leave that between us.
Sure.
Yeah. Kind of keep that. I mean, nothing too extreme. It was just, hey, you know, I want you back here. We had some good times together. Let's bring those times back. And yeah, and that's what got me excited again, because he has, you know, a lot of faith in where this program's going. They've done the heavy lifting these last 2 years, and yeah, so it was more of just, like, I could just sense his excitement in the phone call for both having me back, but also the excitement level he has for this team. And so that's what got me excited, too. And, I mean, that's what I never forget about even our first conversation when the Stephen F. Austin deal went down. He's like, hey, we're going to win here. I was like, okay, that got me excited. So, but, yeah, the particulars, I'll just kind of leave that between us.
That is Stephen Gentry, the new Illinois basketball assistant. We always talk about recruiting. That's all we ever want to talk about. And I get it, because that's the lifeblood, right, of your program. How good of a teacher is Stephen Gentry?
It's the first thing that Brad talks about, or a lot of other people talk about when they think about Stephen Gentry, Mark Few, his player development. And actually, when we got there before the interviews, he was leading a skill workout with Georgie Kofi and Jermaine Hamlin, and those are the bigs. And they were kind of just stepping back, you know, O's on the sideline and Underwood's there, but they were letting Steven kind of lead that thing. And he's
nice.
Going to work with the guards mostly.
Okay.
He worked with Juwan Evans, Thomas Walkup, Jeffrey Carroll.
Yep.
Oklahoma State as well. So what I've heard so far is his detail, the way he's able to just get the most out of players is at a different level that a lot of people have seen before. So that's going to be interesting to see, because I think everybody says the talent's there on that roster. Can they coach it up? And that's going to be the key.
Is he going to be an obvious coach one day, head coach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that we're going to have to find out if he can recruit.
Okay.
And that's the biggest challenge, I think, in my opinion, for him, and just an area that he's unproven at. But I think that the return so far on him, or what he's shown and proven, is that he knows the game at a high level.
Ben Peterson, U of I Meat Sales Room, is here. Steven Gentry's recruiting. What do you think of that?
Sounds great. Let's get a good basketball team.
Hey, here's what's great. Your ribeye sandwich.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's at a high level right there. Oh, Ben's grilling.
Here's the deal. How many do we still have to eat?
So right now in our roaster pan, we have about 4 or 5.
Okay.
Well, maybe about 2 now, but I have some more I can cut open.
I don't want to cut open that, because that's cutting into your profit. And you guys are doing enough at the U of I Meat Sales Room. But here's the scoop. If you are close to our station, which is right across from Meyer on Windsor Avenue in Urbana, you'll see the grill going on out there. Who's out there right now? That's Kristen and Jack. I put you on the spot. That's my fault. Kristen and Jack. You told me that earlier, and I forgot their names. If you are right around our station right now and want to swing by, come get a ribeye sandwich, thinly cut ribeye sandwich, and they are incredible. Here's the other thing. You're selling 4 of these ribeyes in a box for only $20.
Yep.
This ribeye sandwich was the size of a ribeye. Like, I promise you, I can eat a ribeye. I could grill this thing and just eat it like a steak. I don't need to make a sandwich out of it. It's that big.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get 4 of those for $20. And will you have that all week at the U of I Meat Sales Room as well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we'll also have them just in our fresh case, so you can come in, pick out how many you want. But we'll also have some already packaged, frozen, if you're interested in just getting a prepackaged one.
We've asked you before how you've prepped. What was the preparation for this?
Preparation was pretty easy.
Let the meat do the talking?
Yeah, let the meat do the talking. I sliced the ribeyes today. Went ahead and got the grill started as normal. Seasoned them with some Famous Dave's steak and burger seasoning.
Nice.
Which is my all-time favorite for the thin-cut ribeyes.
Nice.
You can get the prepackaged fajita mix of onions and peppers at Walmart. Just get those, put them in a foil pan. I put some squeeze butter with them and some of that steak seasoning, too, and just let them sit on the grill. And that's all there is to it.
It was incredible.
Yep.
U of I Meat Sales Room, they're open Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 5:30.
Yep.
My fault. 1 to 5:30. Friday from 8 a.m. until 1 o'clock.
Yep.
You are doing this at every Monday before an Illini home game. It's unique. We've had 2 11 a.m. games, and we've done sausage patties the first week, and then we did brats last week. Now there's a night game, and you almost, if you get there at 7 a.m. like I do, you almost got to plan 3 meals.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm going to do. I'm taking those sausages and the brats, and I'm doing all of that. I am not providing my entire tailgate with ribeye sandwiches. I'm sorry. But if somebody else at my tailgate, hint, hint, everybody listening, would want to buy the ribeye sandwiches, we could have those at night. I think that'd be fantastic and tremendous. What is the email again?
It is meatandeggsales.illinois.edu.
Meatandeggsales.illinois.edu. Ben Peterson, if you're right next to our station driving by right now, come in, come by, and grab a free ribeye sandwich on the U of I Meat Sales Room. Bring $20.
Yep.
You don't have to. And honestly, if you don't have 20 on you or whatever, you just want to come get a sandwich, come on. I'm not going to promise you they're still going to be here. But if you want to swing by and see if they are, that'd be great. If you want to get 4 ribeyes for a great deal, bring $20 and get it. Ben, we will talk to you right at the end of the show.
All right. Sounds great, guys.
You're the man. Derek, when we come back, we need to talk baseball. Have we talked enough Illinois football?
I mean, depends.
I want to get Trevor's take on what happened Saturday.
Okay.
From kind of the view from the student section. I want to get Trevor's take.
I also want to ask, is it too early? And if not, what's the short list look like?
Oh, already?
I mean, a fan's thinking that, are they not?
We do.
We don't have to. I'm not saying that the players have to be thinking that.
Okay. And then we've got to talk baseball. One of the Cubs' best players out for the year. Already Baez out for the year. This isn't Baez. This is another player out for the year. We will discuss all of that in Drive Time when we return. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
When we wanted to replace our old dishwasher, we went to every store. Then we went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Right away, we knew they had the best deal on a really nice Bosch dishwasher. And it came with their famous free 10-year protection plan. We have an older house, and when they came to install the new dishwasher, we found that the old drain pipe did not fit the new hose connections. We thought we would have to hire a plumber. But Dick Van Dyke found the right fittings to adapt to our old pipe, and our new dishwasher works great. Thanks, Dick Van Dyke. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in the Champaign-Urbana area within the past month. I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal on your next appliance purchase. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow!
As your business needs grow and change, Busey can help manage the unique demands you face. From the day-to-day operations to financing solutions, our team is committed to providing today's producers and agribusinesses the resources needed to grow forward. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The team at All Creation Landscapes helps provide consistent quality landscape design as well as installation and maintenance in the Champaign-Urbana and surrounding area. Utilizing horticultural expertise and state-of-the-art design methods, All Creation Landscapes works with their clients to create and translate ideas for sites and home into beautiful, functional spaces for everyone to enjoy. Let All Creation Landscapes build your dream outdoor living space. Give them a call at 217-778-8832.
It takes a lot to keep that smile bright. Brushing, flossing, rinsing, and a team of dentistry professionals like the ones you'll soon get to know at Urbana Family Dental. Affordable dental care you can count on. And to keep you at your best you and your smile sparkling bright, count on Urbana Family Dental. 1812 South Philo Road in Urbana. They'll be open soon. Call now to schedule an appointment this fall. 729-7411. That's 217-729-7411.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
All right, Pipes.
All right, here's the deal, Lon.
Okay.
So to get all the info on
right
U of I Meat Sales Room, the specials, Ben's going to provide some tips on how to make your meat the best possible meat.
Okay.
Go to meatandeggsales.illinois.edu. It'll pull up their webpage. They'll have their hours on there, which again, Tuesday and Thursday, 1 to 5 p.m., 1 to 5:30 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Fridays, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And
okay.
It says sign up to receive the meat mail, a newsletter, and subscribe.
Just did it.
You're good. You're golden.
Done! Man, I like when I do cool things like you kids do. I do. Trevor Valise, you're in here, but hold on a second. I want everybody to stop by CMI on Bloomington Road. If you're in charge of keeping your business clean and germ-free, check out eSprayer. This technology is great for schools, but also great for health, assisted living, and gym facilities. Call CMI at 217-359-6262 today for more info or to schedule a demo. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts. New song. On the NFL tonight, it's the Jets and
Browns.
Yep. Oh, that's right.
Everybody in the world is on the Browns because Darnold's out and Le'Veon Bell's out.
Oh, is Le'Veon not playing at all?
Well, he's at least questionable.
He's questionable, right?
Personally, I don't hate Jets plus 7.5 only because the entire world is on Browns minus 7.
you were explaining this to Derek and I.
Well, it's not,
but I've already laid it.
It's not a proven theory.
Okay.
But generally, if you look at Vegas stats and the public is on, like, let's say 90% of the public is on Illinois minus 7.
Okay.
That's usually a sign that you should fade that and go the other way.
Wow, because you said to do that with Pitt, and it worked.
Just because most of the time, if something is that obvious to that much of America, it's actually not.
Okay.
And it's just, you know, people joining people and saying this is obvious when it's not. It worked with Pitt, but again, it didn't work with Oklahoma because they won by more than 23.
Even though
90% of the public was on that.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Trevor Valise is in studio, obviously, with Derek and I. Derek's got a question for you, but I just want to ask you, from the view from the student section, you sit down on the north end where the students sit.
I actually sat with my dad this week.
Oh, you did? Okay, well, that's good.
I wasn't physically in the student
section. That's all right.
But yes, as a student.
What are the students, what was kind of their, do they care that you lost?
I think the amount of students in the north end is... I'm so tired of bashing the students for not caring. I'm not saying it at you guys either, but like clockwork, every single week there's like 10 pictures of the students.
I saw your tweet
on
that.
You know, well, look at that. Do they care? Like, no. And they shouldn't. Like,
let me tell you why. Okay, how about just you, Trevor? Forget the student thing. As an Illini fan, as somebody that covers the team, what was your frustration level following that game Saturday?
Honestly, following the game, I'm at like a 6 because to me, after last week, there were like a million flashing warning signs saying,
yeah,
you just made a team that could barely beat Wagner look even better against you, and that's a problem. And I understand that there was a comeback, and that was good, but I did not walk away from that game. I felt worse walking away from the UConn game than I did walking away from this game.
Mm.
And I got bashed for it because everyone's like, they won. Come on, just be glad that they won. But there were a million warning signs from that game, in my opinion. Then you come out here and the defense is, it's so sad. It honestly is so sad that I sit there after Illinois tied the game with 2 minutes to go and they're kicking the EMU. And I'm not saying this in hindsight. This is what I said. I looked at my dad and I said, they're going to score.
Yeah.
And there wasn't one incompletion. Boom, 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 kicked the field goal.
Went right down the
field.
It
was like a hot knife through, but it wasn't even a challenge. It was first down, first down, first down, first down, field goal.
Yep. As I alluded to in my rant, I think I'm almost more upset leaving that stadium Saturday because of not that, this is really going to make it hard to win 6, more so than I really wanted to be 3-0 and I wanted to wake up next Saturday fired up for a night game against Nebraska. I will be excited to come and tailgate. I'll be excited to see my buddies, have a beer. I will go into the game and watch it. I don't have now that sense of excitement and almost the, let's shock the world.
No.
Now that happened.
Lovey doubled down on himself and we were all wondering if it was going to work. And I think we have unequivocally gotten our answer that it doesn't.
Nope.
I think it's honestly that simple. That's what I was telling you guys during the break. I don't mind the Lovey hire at all. I liked it. I don't even mind re-upping him as his own DC. I don't even care. I don't even mind that. Everyone's saying, why didn't you go get your own? And I get that, but I don't even mind him becoming his own DC.
No.
He doubled down on himself and it didn't work, period. I honestly think that's all there is to it. I think that is I don't think we need to overanalyze it any further than that. The system isn't going to work.
No.
It just isn't defensively. I don't know how after 3.5 years of evidence, you can sit here and go, well, I don't know, against Nebraska next week, you
maybe
might be surprised. Like, no.
No, you can't.
It's just not going to work. And that is so sad to me as a student who has seen 3-9, 2-10, 4-8, and then whatever this is going to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm out of emotion to care, honestly. Like, I am. I'm just sitting there going, well, that's it.
Yeah. No, I guess
that's the problem. That's all I got.
You're in the point of where you can no longer play the fun game of if this happens,
this is how
we can count up to 6. And now you got to play some kind of game. So I think the fun game for some is going to be let's create the short list and see who can do
right
next.
What if they beat Nebraska?
Well, ironically, if for some reason they did, you'd be right where you were supposed to be after 4 games.
Right.
But it's just when I look at that defense,
that's so hard to see, man.
Yeah, I agree.
If you look at it, I don't think the defense had very many good quarters against UConn. What, maybe one?
Yeah.
Because the UConn pretty much, in the passing game, got what they want for about at least 2.5 quarters. Akron, I would argue, for at least one quarter got what they wanted at the beginning of the game. And then this game, I would argue they got what they wanted in all 4 quarters. I mean, the defense has been, the pass defense and safeties have been good for like a quarter and a half this year, maybe two quarters.
You asked a question. What'd you ask?
The short list.
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, and I actually like.
It's fine.
I don't mind. Have to. I don't mind talking about that in the sense that I know a lot of people go, well, if Lovie can't do it, who can?
Right.
I personally don't buy into that because someone's going to. Like to sit here and say, well, just because Lovie Smith couldn't get Illinois to work, there is no one on the planet who can get Illinois.
Well, what
to
are
work.
You gonna do? Shut the lights out at the Smith Center?
Right.
Like,
right,
well, this
right.
is beautiful, but no
but
one
just,
can do
I,
anything.
But I feel like we've tried. And I know,
it's exhausting.
I know Ron Turner was an offensive coordinator in the NFL. He came here. We had a Big Ten championship. He did a few things good, you know, well, but then we still continued to have just the up and down or just more so than not bad. We bring in Ron Zook, who was the hot name at the time. And he had some good. He did some good things, but then it was up and down. Maybe we gave up on him too quick. That, I know a lot of people believe that. Tim Beckman, you hired a guy that was at like a MAC school that you felt was a solid coach.
He was
from a
really,
football tradition.
Really good at Toledo, by the way.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, like,
so you did that.
You mean like Chris Creighton level
yes,
good?
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, I mean, I can remember the year before when who did coach Bowling Green? No, who did Beckman come
Toledo.
From? Toledo. I'm sorry. They gave Ohio State everything they could handle. So you have okay. So with Turner, you had an NFL coordinator and a guy that's been in a football minded family his whole life. You had Zook, who was a hot name,
recruiter.
Had coached at Florida. He was a recruiter. Then you get Beckman, who was more of the MAC style coach. Then of course Cubitt was the in between, and then you get Lovie, who's the head coach and a big name, and none of it works.
I literally think it's this simple with Lovie. He came in here with an NFL defense, an NFL coaching staff, an NFL rule book, an NFL attitude, and none of it translated correctly.
Okay.
I honestly think it's that simple.
His defense wasn't even working the last few years in the NFL.
Right.
It wasn't working in Tampa. That's why they got rid of him in 2 years.
Right.
It wasn't working at the end of the Bears. They won 10 games. Like, you know what? Urlacher's and Briggs are out the door. We can't play your cover two defense.
And I actually give him credit for adjusting after hiring Garrick McGee, which did not work out.
Yeah.
And Hardy Nickerson, which did not work out. He basically said, let's hire Rod Smith and give him reins to the offense. I give him credit for adapting.
Think about all the money it's been wasted.
I know, but I mean, if you could play that game, every coach in the world is getting paid a lot of money. And
no, I'm not even just talking Lovies. Think about the money you wasted on Garrick McGee.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at his first two hires, they were both awful.
When Garrick McGee couldn't recognize Keyshawn Vaughn. And you gave him 1.whatever million.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually took a little bit less. I mean, to be that bad at your job and make over that much money.
And there's a certain aspect of it when talking from the student perspective. You know, Brad Underwood's first years have not been great by any count, but you had the Michigan State game last year.
Yeah.
You had something to hang your hat on as some type of signature. This is what it looks like when Illinois is really good and can be type of thing. And I just don't know if we've seen that. We've seen that twice.
Yeah.
Against a 3-9 Michigan State team that had clearly quit. It was the last game of the season. And a Minnesota team that fired their coordinator after the game and suddenly got good. You don't have a signature win under Lovie. I mean, I joke about this. The peak of the Lovie Smith era was Keyshawn Vaughn running it in against North Carolina up 7-0
yes.
in the second game.
Yep.
If you pause time right there and told me, well, first of all, you told me the UNC quarterback was the Bears
right.
quarterback, I'd be like, what?
Whoa.
But if you pause time right there,
I'm still like, what?
If you pause time right there and told me 4 years from now, this right here will be as excited as you are for Lovie Smith football at Illinois, I would have said something has gone horribly wrong.
Drive time. Do you have the read?
I got it.
Go ahead and give it to me. We don't have time to play the whole thing.
Yep, this is Drive Time brought to you by Honda BMW Champaign. For a wide selection of new and used vehicles, check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash and Savoy and online at drivechampaign.com.
Trevor Valise, you're down Javi Baez.
Yep.
Now you're down Anthony Rizzo, both out for the season.
I'm not sure Rizzo is.
Oh, is he? I thought somebody said he was.
I mean, he's out 5 to 7 days. He's gonna boot on for 5 to 7 days,
oh.
and then after that, they're gonna reevaluate.
I was told misinformation.
I think Austin threw that false rumor into our den.
Was that Austin?
Yep.
Yeah, he came in and throwing.
He
false
might be out for
around.
The regular season, but he might. Both of those guys are set to return in October if they play into October.
Okay. You still feel pretty good about the Cubbies?
No. I am actually.
He's been playing the flip side the last couple
of
weeks.
I'm actually taking humor in the idea that now Cardinals fans are super worried they're missing the playoffs entirely.
We are. We totally are.
I've talked to like 5 Cardinals fans today, and all of them say they're more confident in the Cardinals missing the playoffs entirely than winning the division. Lindy does not agree.
But I think it's funny after 1 week. Like, the Cubs swept the Pirates. Okay, I'm trying not to get too high or low either way here.
Yeah.
The Brewers have the easiest schedule of anyone remaining.
Oh.
By far.
And the Cardinals' schedule. And listen, I don't begrudge this. This is how it works.
Yeah.
You play everybody. That's why when I get the schedule at the beginning of the year, I've said it 100 times, I look at who they start the season with and I look to see who you're finishing the season. And if we are finishing the season with Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, then I'm like, you got a shot. When you're finishing it with the Cubs for 7, and that's why I told you, Cubs and Cardinals are going to beat up on each other in the Brewers.
The Brewers are licking their chops, yeah.
Slide in.
Isn't that how the Cardinals built their lead?
Yep. Just
playing the Pirates and the Reds and winning the Giants.
Yep.
And the Rockies.
Bears won.
I guess. I mean, they did, yeah. And it was huge because they're done if they lost that game. I'm not done, but 0-2.
That's
and
hard.
You're 2 games back from the Packers.
The stats bear it. It's hard to come back. So
0-2 teams miss the playoff like 85% of the time or something like that.
I couldn't get it. I couldn't get the – I don't have Fox because of DirecTV.
Uh-huh.
And on the NFL ticket that I pay out of nose for, I can't get – the game because I blacked out.
Right.
So I would have had to have gone and spent another $50 drinking beer somewhere to watch the Cubs or the Bears game. So I was following along. Hey, listen, a win is a win in the NFL.
The Bears have a kicker, which is awesome. Their defense is still really talented. I didn't like how they played bend but don't break and gave up throws to the first down every single time. 3rd and 10. Oh, they're going to run a 10-yard curl. Guess where the ball's going? Joe Flacco's not Mahomes and throwing a 30-yard bomb on a double move.
Super soft coverage.
Defense allowed them to do that. They did the same thing late against the Eagles. Mm. And then that offense with Trubisky and Nagy collectively, they've been pitiful.
Yeah, they
absolutely
have.
Pitiful.
They have. I agree.
I have no confidence in that.
Boy, you know what we need?
Oh, you about to go back.
All right, we won't do that yet. We do need to get it all piped up here pretty soon. We got to take a break. Let's bring in Ben from the U of I Meat Sales Room one more time. We'll tell you about the U of I Meat Sales Room and where you can get your ribeyes this week for tailgating. It's a night game. You got plenty of time to grill ribeyes. We're back. It's The Drive.
They believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
September may be a busy month, but there's always time for Game Day Spirit. The team at Game Day, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, are excited to welcome new and returning students back to school at the University of Illinois. Students, listen up. If you want the real thing, the official gear of the Fighting Illini, there's only one place to shop this school year. It's Game Day Spirit. Shop online at GameDaySpirit.com or in-store at Neil and Kirby in Champaign or on Green Street in Campus Town. I'd go with Game Day. Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
Jeff was a boring drinker. Jeff got his American lager and would sometimes splurge with a whiskey and cola. That is, until he discovered Atties. It changed his taste in drinks forever. He started off with a Long Island Army and got braver with an Orange Crush, and then finished off the evening with a house-infused Sangrini. Now friends ask Jeff for drink recommendations.
Expose yourself to new drinks. Head on over to Atties Bar and Grill in Urbana at 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard.
It's not ironic that the last four digits of Rosati's are 23-34. The two best Chicago athletes wore number 23 and number 34, and Rosati's makes some of the best Chicago-style pizza in Champaign-Urbana. 23, the number of the greatest basketball player ever, Michael Jordan. Like Rosati's, they always are delivering in the clutch. Walter Payton or Sweetness wore number 34. Rosati's has a smooth and sweet sauce that packs a powerful punch of flavor on their pie like Walter Payton in the end zone. So get the legendary Chicago-style pizza by dialing 328-2334 or 328, Michael Jordan, Walter Payton.
Life packs plenty of surprises. You never know what waits around the next corner, but you can prepare for it. Ask your local Pekin insurance agent about affordable term or whole life insurance policy. You'll worry less, enjoy your time more, and have a plan for the unexpected. Request a free life insurance quote at PekinInsurance.com and start protecting your future today. Our local agents will provide you with beyond the expected advice and service.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
2 men in a truck can move all kinds of houses.
Can they move this one?
Sure can.
How about this one?
Oh, yeah, we do that.
This house?
Okay.
What about this?
Definitely. No matter the house you have, Two Men in a Truck has a solution. Visit TwoMenChampagne.com to start your estimate.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Once again, I'm hosting the Live to Lead mega event at the iHotel on Friday, October 11th. John Maxwell and 4 speakers, Angela Ahrens, Marcus Buckingham, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. So bring your team. I guarantee you will be better equipped with new perspectives, practical tools, and key takeaways. Improving our minds is like working out. We can't go to the gym just once and expect to be in shape. It's a continuous process. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11. Right here on ESPN 93.5.
Dr. Trey. All right, it's Tay and Pipe. It's the drive. Lante, Derek Piper. Ben Peterson, U of I Meat Sales Room is in here. What are you bundling?
So we're thinking about doing some kind of tailgate bundle this week. It might include kind of toying around with the idea of either back ribs or some of our hickory smoked barbecue pulled pork.
Oh.
Or even some pork patties. Just depends yet.
So you get idiots like me that sit there and worry too much about what you're going to take. You just bundle it for me.
Yep, and then we put it at a good price. You know, give it to you a little bit of a discount, and it works out great. So.
Will that go out on your email? Because I am now a subscriber.
Yes, it will.
Yep. Sweet.
Either Tuesday or Thursday. I'll actually probably send it out, meat mail out tomorrow.
Okay. And Pipes, how do you do it again? Just for the easy ones.
Go to meatandeggsales.illinois.edu. That's their website. Have the hours, location, and then you can hit subscribe on their meat mail.
Boom.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I get this wrong all the time. No, 1 to 5:30 Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then 8 to 1:30. No, 8 to 1.
8 to 1.
On Fridays.
Yep.
Say it again, Pipes.
Meatandeggsales.illinois.edu. And you want the hours?
Yeah, the hours.
8 to 1 on Friday.
Yep.
1 to 5:30.
Tuesday, Thursday.
See, I get confused on it. Okay, so Tuesday, Thursday afternoon, Friday morning.
Yep.
Boom, that'll get me back. Thank you so much for those ribeye sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Do we still have boxes? I know we're out of ribeyes now to eat, but we still have a couple boxes out here, right?
Yeah, we have a cooler full. I packed it full today.
Sweet.
So if anyone still wants to stop by, we'll be here till about 6.
Okay.
If you want to stop by and buy some, $20.
Sweet. Before. 20 bucks for 4 of these huge ribeye sandwiches. They are awesome.
Impress your friends at the tailgate.
Yes, yes. And we're right across from Meijer on Windsor in Urbana. So if you know where that is, just come down Windsor, right across from Meijer. Cardinals baseball is next. We got to get
big
out
game.
Of here. Ben Peterson, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Look, October 12th.
Yeah, baby. That'll be the next time. I love it.
We'll miss you.
No doubt. Cardinals baseball. It's the drive.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
My name is Christina Slaby. I love doing physical therapy at Mettler. I did my own research because I knew of some other physical therapy places my friends had gone to and they weren't too happy, so I wanted to find a place that I was really happy with. And that's what I think is really special about physical therapy at Mettler is that one-on-one attention the whole hour that you're there. It really helped with like strengthening and like figuring out a lot of issues that I didn't think I have.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com. Today.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. 154 years. That's how long my family's been growing flowers and planting trees in Central Illinois. Over the years, we've grown hundreds of millions of plants, and there's a chance my great-grandfather sold plants to your great-grandfather. It's a special time of year, mum season, and Country Arbor's is home of the legendary $6 mum, the biggest, best-priced mum in the state. We grow 20,000 mums, but you'd be surprised how fast we sell out. So come out for a shade tree, a shrub, or a perennial, but make sure to pick up a few mums when you're out. Country Arbor's is in Urbana, on Windsor Road, 2.5 miles past Meijer. You can find out more information and direct at countryarbors.com.
El Toro Mexican Restaurant on South Neal Street in Champaign doesn't just serve amazing food at a reasonable price. They're also committed to the community. Owner Victor Fuentes is proud to call the Midwest his home, and he shows it by hosting great community fundraisers at the restaurant. From popular annual
events like Cinco de Mayo to being a part of local school and club fundraisers every month, El Toro is not only committed to supporting your empty stomach, but also a great community. Check out what local fundraisers are coming up soon on their website, eltororestaurante.com, or visit them at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign.
Hey, Central Illinois, it's Stephanie Pratt with Coldwell Banker, the Real Estate Group, a top-producing real estate team and ready to rock your next real estate experience. On the Stephanie Pratt team, you work with one agent, whether buying or selling or both. No switching between agents based on what your needs are. We value our relationships and want you to be valued with over 36 years of experience combined. Rates are still outstanding and so is our service. Remember, the Stephanie Pratt team, Coldwell Banker, the Real Estate Group, where we don't buy your home, we sell it.
Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
I sure hope my radio partner Mel Kiper Jr. doesn't hear this, but I kind of think the Ravens are a Super Bowl contender. You know, that's his team. Just don't let him know I said that. A 6-point win over Arizona yesterday isn't the reason why. Now, the reason I say they might just be that good is because they have the ideal mix of good defense with what will more often than not be an electric offense. I'm 100% sold on Lamar Jackson. Through two games, this quote-unquote running quarterback that isn't good enough of a passer to have NFL success is actually torching teams with his arm. I know we're talking about Miami and Arizona, but just watch him. The pocket presence, the quick release, the incredible arm strength, I really never knew he even had. And then you add in the running element. He carried it 16 times yesterday for 120 yards. Well, really 14 times. Two were kneel downs. But add to Lamar, Hollywood Brown as the speedy deep threat. Young tight ends Mark Andrews and Hayden Hurst as anything from big play guys to safety valves. Veteran Mark Ingram to run the football and an offensive line that protects well. And look out. Man, I hate to say it, but Mel's Ravens might be that good. In 60 seconds, they're not a laughingstock anymore.
Welcome back to No Brainer. Gary.
I'll take cars and trucks.
What's the best way to protect your engine from gum, varnish, and corrosion?
Stabil 360.
Gasoline with ethanol can go bad in as little as blank.
30 days?
Using Stabil 360 ethanol treatment year-round is what?
Is it a no-brainer?
It is. You win peace of mind, Gary.
Awesome. Can I have money?
Stabil 360. It's a no-brainer. Available where fuel additives are sold.
Pros. Start with Lowe's to get more of the brands you trust every day and at the right prices, including the Little Giant King Combo Ladder, the world's first step, extension, and leaning ladder for only $159. And find the supplies you use most and save by buying in bulk, like 20% off in-stock GAF or Owens Corning shingles when you purchase by the pallet. Order at LowesForPros.com and have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated pro Lowe's will load you up and get you back to the job site where you're needed most. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
I've been part of the masses ripping the Pac-12 apart for its bad football over the years, so now I want to be one of the first to say that this league is actually pretty good. And I say that after a weekend that saw USC lose to BYU. But beyond that, look, Utah's the real deal. Cal is 3-0 and now ranked. Arizona State's 3-0 after winning at Michigan State. Arizona just got a big win over Texas Tech. Take that one, too. Washington State's perfect after winning in Houston big this weekend. Go with me here. But in terms of depth, strength, and numbers, the Pac-12's better than the Big 12, better than the ACC. Again, remember, depth. And arguably the Big Ten, which is kind of a two-team pony, if you will. Now, there are no SEC, but the Pac-12 is kind of good. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Stadium, welcome into Ameren Total Access. I'm Chris Raby on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. The final 2 weeks of the regular season are here, and the Cardinals kick the stretch off tonight by welcoming the Washington Nationals to Busch Stadium, the first game of a three-game series with Dakota Hudson on the mound against Steven Strasburg. Happy to have you with us tonight. The Cardinals dropped 2 of 3 over the weekend to the Brewers, and tonight we'll try to bounce back after a devastating gut punch of a loss yesterday, but this team has done that all year, and at 83-66, still atop the National League Central, 2 games in front of the Cubs and 3 games in front of the Brewers. Coming up, we'll go into the clubhouse, talk all about it. Cardinals closer Carlos Martinez, unavailable yesterday, back in the mix today. He'll fill us in on his status. We'll also hear from Tommy Edman, Ryan Helsley, and some of the Cardinals that are preparing for a playoff push earnestly for the first time in their careers. Kyle McClellan will give us the game plan. We'll hear from the manager, Mike Shook, and the first word from the booth and more. All of that as we get ready for baseball. 6:45 is when Dakota Hudson will deliver the first pitch at Busch Stadium. Cardinals trying to bounce back after a disappointing loss yesterday. They dropped 2 of 3 to the Brewers, but they may well have the man on the mound to do it. Hudson gets the ball tonight, and we take you to our Central Bank of St. Louis replay.
Bader hits it hard. Deep left center field. This is going to go home run. Harrison Bader's 9th home run of the year. And the Cardinals are on the board first.
You know, it was a good swing. I took in that inning, but there's momentum from the leadoff home run that inning with Paul.
And there's a long drive down the left field line to the corner. It's a home run. Paul DeJong with a home run just inside the pole. And the Cardinals go back in front 3-2.
Just being relaxed up there, understanding the situation, and just doing what I can to put a good swing on the ball for my team. And that's really all what it comes down to.
The pitch. A swing, and there's a drive. Deep left field. Bader has a 2-home run game. The Cardinals lead 4-2. Bader knew it was gone the moment contact was made. He raised the right arm and then went into the home run trot.
We've just been a resilient team all year, and I feel like, I mean, like we showed today, we're facing up against one of the best closers in the game, and we show that fight to make the game close again. I think that just shows that we're able to come back against anyone.
It's a long, high fly ball in the right field. Did he get enough? Get up, baby, get up. Oh, yeah, he did. A home run for the young third baseman, a two-run shot. The Cardinals are right back in it.
Well, the Cardinals do fall 7-6, but they give the ball to Dakota Hudson tonight. Replay brought to you by Central Bank of St. Louis, your hometown bank of the St. Louis Cardinals. Hudson has been great this year, so has Strasburg. Hudson's been even better at home. More on that coming up. The MLB Ballpark app will complete your next visit to Busch Stadium. Buy and manage game tickets, redeem special check-in offers, access exclusive content, and much more. Download the MLB Ballpark app today. It's Chris Raby with you. Cole Duggar back in our network studios. When we come back, Kyle McClellan gives us the game plan just underway on Ameren Total Access, Cardinals and Nationals tonight. And we're back in a moment on the Cardinals Radio Network.
Get your baseball grub here. Get your baseball grub here. Get your game day eats at Value Check that doesn't break the bank. Value Check is cost plus foods, meaning everything is priced at or below cost on the shelf with just 10% fee added at checkout. Unbelievable savings. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, convenient location at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign. So go on into Value Check and save loads of money on your next grocery trip.
If you're looking for Champaign-Urbana's great steak place, it's the Ribeye Restaurant for over 40 years. For their famous salad bar and their delicious fried shrimp, chicken, and twice-baked potato, the Ribeye Restaurant, 1701 South Neal Street, Champaign. Call for your reservations today.
Ribeye is the best. We're the one, the great one steak place.
The veterans of our community have given so much to us, which is why, with your help, Matex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing is giving back to them. Visit MatexService.com and nominate a veteran to receive a new heating and cooling system. Matex will announce the winner of a new heating and cooling system on Veterans Day, November 11th. For more information about Matex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, and to nominate a veteran, please visit MatexService.com. Feel the difference with Matex.
Baseball brought to you by Matex Heating and Cooling, Body and Soul Sports, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, Max Twin City Recycling, American Eagle Auto Glass, and the U of I Meat Sales Room. Listen to the Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Game plan time with Kyle McClellan on Ameren Total Access Cardinals and Nationals. And Kyle, we talked about how well the Cardinals were playing a couple of weeks ago and just wanting to get to the park and play every single day. How quickly do you want to get to the park and do it again when you lose a game like yesterday? I'm sure some of those guys would have been ready to go at it last night.
Yeah, you know, those are tough ones, but you know, you're ready to bounce back. You're ready to kind of put it behind you. And I think especially right now, you want to make sure that it doesn't lead to like a long losing streak. So you're ready to get there, put a stop to it, and bounce back. And boy, I'm excited about this one tonight. This is what it's all about. You get down to the end. It's down to 2-game lead, a 3-game lead over the Brewers. And it's a tough schedule here at the end. You have the Nationals coming in with a dynamite starting pitching rotation. We know that. And, you got to make sure that you're able to get this first one here and not start feeling the pressure.
Yeah, this will tell you something about your lineup, won't it? With Strasburg tonight, Corbin, and then Max Scherzer. We'll get to the Cardinals pitching in a moment, but three of the best in the National League. Strasburg, one of a couple of guys who are the only pitchers with more wins in the National League than Dakota Hudson, and you will have to deal with some of the best, but what else do you expect at this time of year? And Tommy Edman said, hey, that's what we're going to have to deal with if we get into the playoffs as well, so might as well bring it on and embrace it now.
Yeah, great point right there. I mean, you're going to have to beat good pitching. And so this is a good one. I'm excited about this because I feel like you have two very similar pitchers here matching up in Strasburg and Hudson in terms of ERA record and kind of what they've done. So this is a great opportunity for both these guys to go out there and pitch against each other. Dakota Hudson, I would love this. I would love this opportunity to say, I'm going to go out there and pitch against a guy that's had a good year, has made a great name in this game. But I'm going to go out there. I'm going to take this game from him. Hey, my team needs me right now. I'm feeling good. I've been pitching really good. For him, you know, he woke up this morning and was ready to go. Couldn't wait to get to the field.
How important for someone like Hudson at this point of the season to continue to do what has led to his success? That question may sound simple, but I'm sure that a game like tonight, bouncing back from last night, playoffs 2 weeks away, Strasburg and the Nationals, there would be a tendency maybe for some young players to try to do too much or get away from what's led them to this point.
Well, I think especially, when you look at the bullpen now and you start to feel that pressure, John Gant hasn't been himself here the last few weeks. You have Carlos Martinez, who wasn't able to pitch yesterday, and you saw what happened there. So all of a sudden now the starters, they got to puff up a little bit and say, okay, the bullpen has carried our team all year long. I mean, they have been there and answered the bell every time. It's time that we step up here and really help them out and make sure we don't put them in bad spots. So for the starting rotation to step up, for the offense is going to have to step up against this great pitching they're going to see. This is a great time for those two parts of the game to kind of pay back the bullpen and what they've done for the Cardinals all year long.
You know, Steven Strasburg, maybe not the velocity that he had when he came into the league, but he's certainly put together one of his most complete and, more importantly, one of his healthiest years in the big leagues. Some speculation in D.C. because he can opt out of his contract after this year. What do you like about the way Strasburg has, I don't know if he's fully reinvented himself. He's certainly maybe as good as he's ever been. He's just doing it differently, Kyle, almost like Clayton Kershaw is doing it differently now.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.